Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
What a powerful rendition. Come on, clap those hands. Thank you. The Lord bless you. You're looking amazing, beautiful. Shall we have standing for the reading of God's word this morning? Good morning to Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM. We're also live on all Sweet Melodies stations from around the world. And I want to thank God for the lives of everybody who have joined us. We are live on Amansan Television, live on Awake Television, and also live on Facebook Live. YouTube, morning to all of you. And also, let me thank God for the lives of everybody who have joined us on Podcast Live. This is going to be a very hot morning. I feel something coming. I feel something coming. Something very intense. Say a good amen. Praise the name of the Lord. A foundation scripture is John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we came to see Jesus. We wish to see Jesus. We desire to see Jesus." The truth of the matter is that if you meet Jesus today, right now, you will meet his personality. Principles, and you are going to meet the fullness of the Christ. Thank you. Come on. You are going to meet the fullness of the Christ. Hallelujah. You will meet the fullness of the Christ. And therefore, the Greeks were very sharp and clear to say that we are not here to see a human being. We want to see the Lord Christ. Having read this to you, it is clear and amazing, you know, why we are all here. We didn't come because of the preacher. We didn't come because of the church. We didn't come because of the music. We did not come because of the ambience. We are not here because of anything. You are not here to chase a girl. You are not here to snatch people's husbands. You are not here to, you know, join old alumni association. You are not here because of your tribe. You are not here. We came here to seek and see Jesus. We are here to see the Lord Christ. This is the reason why we have all dressed up nicely and driven or, you know, commuted to this place to see the Lord Christ. I will use opportunity to proceed further and read Luke chapter 21 verses number 34 to 36. Luke 21 verses 34, 35 and 36. I said, "Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares or as a snare, it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man." Everybody watch. "Ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man." In other words, the summation of this particular text simply means take heed, watch and pray. This is the end time, and this is a lot. Take heed. These are the three premises of the end time sounding of the alarm to the church and to the nation. Take heed, watch and pray. I wish I can explain it. Yet the church is not talking about it. The preachers of my time, most of them are not voicing it out. Be beyond your own capacity, understanding, and accumulation is coming. Be beyond your own theorems and theology and your own philosophy is coming. Be which the aspects of the economy cannot predict. Series of events that will blow you apart. Things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. He is warning you that you should be able to position yourself well before it starts. A church should wake up. Awake, and the Lord will shine for you. This is the premise. For the past four Sundays, I have used the statue of Nebuchadnezzar to typify the end time pattern and the kind of corruptive worship that has emanated in this end time. And I have brought it down. Having seen this particular statue and talk a little bit about it. Now I will use the premise of this statue to read you Daniel chapter 2, this time verse number 44, 45, and 46. Right after that, I am going to proceed, to the culmination or the summation of this series, and then we bring it to a close and proceed onto something, God willing, next week. From next week, I will be bringing you the submission of the parables or the parabolical expressions of Christ as related or as regarding to the end time move and the end time call. And so when I look at the 44th verse of Daniel chapter 2, the Bible said, in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom. The God of heaven will set up a kingdom. I want you to note emphatically, follow me carefully, briskly, and raptly this particular morning, because the Spirit of the Lord has, there is a word from God. Anybody listening from the Jubilee House, there is a word from God. Anybody listening from Parliament House, this morning, there is a word from God. Anybody listening from the universities of Ghana, there is a word from God. Anybody listening in the hinterlands and in the rural areas, in the cosmopolitan areas, in the metropolitan areas, in the cities of the world, there is a word from God. Anybody listening from the nations, there is a word from God. Anybody listening from the African Union, there is a word from God. God is speaking to humanity, and let them that have ears hear what the Lord has got to say. Matthew chapter 24 and verse number 9. The Bible said something profound and amazingly clear. He said, they that have ears, let them hear. I think it's Matthew chapter 13, rather, verse number 9. Not part of our notes this morning. Matthew chapter 13 and verse number 9. He that has an ear, let him hear. I said to the F5 service last Sunday, possibly it was not, it was Bible study. I was telling them that he was not talking about this ear. Everybody has this ear. Everybody has this ear. He that has an ear, let him hear. Be our son. Manin tia. This will be our son. Yes, you said you were was. Manin tia. Will be our was. And I pay one tia. This is not a sermon. This is not a normal Sunday morning where we are talking about normality, religious routine, and tradition. I'm taking a bit of time with my introduction. You may be seated in the presence of God and enjoy the rest of the service, and the grace of God will be a portion. Everybody who have joined us on Facebook Live, your duty this morning will be to share the page, start a watch party. We have work to do. Yeah. Bring back the scripture and let us work. It's Daniel chapter number 2 and verse number 44. The Bible said the God of heaven shall set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. The kingdom shall not be left to the other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Yeah, verse number 45, and then I'll bring my submission to a close. For as much as thou sawest the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and it shall break in pieces the iron and brass, the clay and silver and the gold. In other words, what I have been talking about since the past four Sundays, one stone will be cut out of the mountain without hands, and it will go and break in pieces the kingdom of gold, the kingdom of silver, the kingdom of brass and clay, and the kingdom of iron. And the Bible said, the great God has made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain. Certain means that it is a surety. It is going to, whether we pray about it or not, whether we believe it or not, that's not the point. Surely it will come to pass. This will come to pass, whether you believe it or not. There are things in this end time which will come to pass, whether you believe it or not. Some of those things are like death. Whether you believe it or not, you will die. The day you die, it doesn't matter how you chant, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of God, you will still die. Yeah. Yesterday, one of the finest, pastors of CSE was laid to rest. Great man of God. Why couldn't all the cloud of pastors that came raise him up? Because Washa will be an actor. There is a time appointed on the life of everybody. A day will come. It doesn't matter how articulate you are, you will die. This is why I'm telling you to remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days start. I'm seriously telling you something. I keep telling you, and I will remind you this morning, where you live doesn't make you anybody. What you drive doesn't make you anybody. Last Sunday I was saying, driving doesn't mean you are successful or wealthy, and walking doesn't mean you are poor. And I want to tell you, it is not the abundance of things that a man contained that depicts that the man, is wealthy or significant or relevant. It is not that. Your car, this morning, whilst I was driving in, I saw the cloud of vehicles at the car park. Nice vehicles, Mercedes, BMWs, Range Rovers, Toyotas, Nissans, and all stuff like that. It does not make you anybody. It doesn't make you anybody. The world will tell you that once you are married, you have one car, you live in a house, you have become successful. I'm telling you, that does not mean success. As a matter of fact, success is a journey and not a destination. And so everybody that is listening to me this morning will have to carefully listen to the word of the Lord. Huh? You can eat, but the food will not be relevant to the nourishment of your body. Yeah, there are things that will rather bring all kinds of toxins to your body. Therefore, same thing, you can go to a church and listen to a message, but it can never add anything to you, especially when that message is derived from philosophy, psychology, political science, history, and all manner of stuff, human entities and human pieces, human ideologies. It will add nothing to you. So I want to, you know, submit to you and ask this morning, do you want to hear the word of God, or do you want to hear the enticing words of man's wisdom? Which one? My name is Ahab from Montebrofu, says you. Praise the name of the Lord. Which one do you want? Everybody sitting here, in there, every 24 hours, you interact five kingdoms, but you may possibly not even know. Everybody sitting here. Everybody watching me, every 24 hours, you interact five kingdoms. There is a kingdom. As we are sitting here right now, money is flying on our heads. Yeah, somebody is wiring money from here to China right now, and it is just going, you know, by waves on our heads. Yeah, as we are speaking right now, somebody is transmitting telephone and internet transactions right now on our heads, but it's invisible. Same king. There are five kingdoms that you interact with on a daily basis in this end time, and you don't even know about it. The first one is the kingdom of God. Mark chapter 1, verse number 15. The kingdom of God. Mark 1 and verse number 15. Go to the, just use the old software, and so that it can be bold and clear and bright for everybody to be able to understand and get exactly what we are talking about. Whilst Ghana is struggling and your city is frail and failing, even that, you are still encountering the kingdom of God, and yet you do not even know how it works. The Bible said, and the time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. He didn't say believe nonsense. He didn't say believe, you know, empty words. When we come to sit here and to hear the mind of God, it is the word of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news that needs to be preached to us. The preacher must be able to do a good work. The good work of the preacher will have to begin with apologetics, the defense of the text. The preacher will have to defend the text of God's word properly. It must come in context, in pretext, in post-text, and it must be in the proper arrangement. That is what they call exegesis. The exegetical composition and presentation must be correct and right. In other words, the preacher is not preaching from his own ideology or what he feels or thinks, but he is determining the mind of God. The mind! When the mind of God. So he's saying the kingdom of God is the second kingdom that you will interact with in every 24 hours is the kingdom of heaven. There's a difference. I will tell you why there's a difference. Matthew chapter 4, verse number 17. The Bible talks about the kingdom of heaven. This kingdom of heaven is not the heaven we would die to. This kingdom of heaven is the millennial kingdom reign of Jesus Christ, which is in the book of Revelation. This kingdom is the 1,000 years Jesus is going to come with believers who have been, you know, raptured to heaven. They will return to the earth and they will reign for 1,000 years. Because these are going to be things that are certain, like the book of Daniel talked about. The second kingdom is not, you know, an ethereal or a mystical thing. It is going to be an earthly thing. Jesus is going to reign on this earth. Revelation chapter 20 verse 6. The Bible makes it very clear in the word of the Lord. Revelation, the Bible said, blessed and holy is he that have part of the first resurrection on such a second death had no power. The Bible said, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and they shall reign with him 1,000 years. And this 1,000 years is on earth. 1,000 years! You will not see doomsday. You will not see people blaming each other for their nonsense. You will not see that. You are not going to see systemic failures like we see in Ghana right now. You are not going to see leadership flaws as is going on right now. You are going to see 1,000 years of the reign of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days, the Omnipotent Father of Mercy and Grace. You are going to see the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valleys, the Dazzles of the Fields. God! Is going to, you are going to see the rain of which my monitors play. You see the rain of Almighty God. That is what you will see. And so when we say the kingdom of heaven, the Bible said you are going to see the Son of God coming from heaven with the host of heavens, and they will descend down and they will reign on the earth. They will reign on the earth. Isaiah chapter 2. Isaiah chapter 2, verse number 2. The Bible talks about the reason why he is going to reign on earth. It shall come to pass in the last days. The Bible said, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountain. And Jesus shall execute, shall be exalted above the hills, and the nation shall flow into it. And the Bible said in verse number 3, amazing verse, and many people shall go and say, come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord and to the house of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth a law, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Verse number, next verse. And the Bible said, and he shall judge. This is the reason of his particular, you know, reign on earth. He shall judge among the nations and rebuke the people, and they shall beat their swords into plow hoofs and their spears into pruning hooks. And the Bible said, nation shall not lift up a sword against a nation. Neither. The Bible said there's going to be peace. It's going to be peace throughout. It's going to be peace. Isaiah chapter 42. Isaiah 42 and verse number 2. Isaiah 42, let's read verse 1. It will make a lot of sense. The Bible said, behold, the servant whom I uphold, my elect, in whom my soul delighted, I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. 1,000 years, it will be judgment against wicked nations, wicked systems. And in those reign, the Bible makes it very clear, you know, from Revelation chapter 20, verse 1, verse 2, and verse 3, the Bible says Satan will be bound and thrown into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. How shocking is the church not talking about all this? This is going to happen. Corona came to the world, and everybody knows Corona. Some call it coronavirus. Some call it Corinthia virus. Some call it Corina virus. Some call it whatever. The world can mention Corona. Yet, they do not know the plan and the mind of God of what is coming. They can tell you to tighten your belts. They cannot tell you to repent. They can tell you to wash your hands and sanitize your hands. They cannot tell you to sanitize your heart. They can tell you to put on a face mask or a nose mask, but they cannot tell you to put on the whole armor of God. Yeah, the whole armor of God. Put on truth. Put on salvation. Put on justice. Put on faith. They can't tell you to do that. Say a good amen. So the first kingdom, ladies and gentlemen, is the kingdom of God. The second is the kingdom of heaven. On Bible study on Tuesday, I'm going to take my time, and then we will break down the difference between all these kingdoms. This is all introduction. That's not the message. The message itself is coming forward. Don't worry. The third kind of kingdom is the kingdom of Satan. Jesus makes a public announcement that Satan has a kingdom and it is standing. People, the kingdom of Satan is a very organized kingdom. Very, very organized. It is in the kingdom of Satan that the Illuminati operates. It is in the kingdom of Satan that the spillage of blood for rituals and all manner of things operates. It is in the kingdom of Satan that LGBTI plus operates. It is in the kingdom of Satan that we have lesbians and gays stand in our faces and rebel against the God of heaven. It is in the kingdom of Satan. Matthew chapter 12, verse number 26. Jesus makes a public announcement of the kingdom of Satan. Listen to what he said in Matthew, the 12th chapter and the 26th verse. And the Bible said, "And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then shall his kingdom?" It means that Jesus is saying that Satan has a kingdom and it is standing. Yeah, it is standing. The kingdom of Satan will not rebel against ranks. Even in the kingdom of Satan, there is order, rank, and file in the hierarchy. Corporal does not rebel against sergeant. You know, this generation is a sick generation that they don't see a king. They don't see a leader. They don't see somebody have been placed on you as a leader. They talk nonsense against anybody because they are unruly. And the Bible said in the last days, children shall be disobedient to parents. He was not talking to toddlers. He was talking about citizenry will be rebellious and they will not respect presidency. They will not respect, you know, leadership. They will not. They will speak nonsense against dignitaries. When Sanhedrin, kingdom of Satan. Number four. The kingdoms of this world. The world has kingdoms. Matthew chapter 4 and verse number 8. Jesus makes a strong submission here. And the Bible says, again, the devil took Jesus into an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of it. The world has kingdoms. Most people sitting in this building right now are chasing the kingdom of the world. I'm serious. The reason why you are chasing somebody's husband, somebody's husband has something that belongs to the kingdom of the world and you want it. The reason why somebody's husband is after you is because you belong to the kingdom of the world and you have something that somebody's husband is chasing. Yeah. Hallelujah. The next kingdom, number five, is the kingdom of men. Daniel chapter 4, verse 17. The Bible said this matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the holy ones. Yeah, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he set it. In the kingdom of men, you know, when a man marries a woman, they remove the woman's surname and places their surname on the woman. That is a system of the kingdom of men. Therefore, you will no more be called Ham, your father's name. You are now Odro, because some Odro married you. It is the kingdom of men. In the kingdom of men, when there is an Oscars and a Grammy and a Satma and a crowns, they would take a wood, a plastic. They would take, you know, like, so, you know, some gentleman was, you know, handing over a chance in three nominee, all these things, or Tam Kwankran, or say award. Because in the kingdom of men, we can just take a wood plaque and give it to you, and they call it award. Music awards. Yes, he said, Nia, near the Amamo. It's a plastic near the BB, a pinty pinty. Near Tromudin. Why? The deeper to me, Kuni Nia was, how do you? I see a Nia. People never will be there. Because in the kingdom of men, you can spend 4 years in a university. And when you finish, they give you a paper. That is what is recognized in the kingdom of men. In the kingdom of men, when I want to go to the bank and withdraw money, I need to just scribble something on the paper. They call it the signature. You know, when I scribble something, if you go to the bank and see the signatures, all of them doesn't make sense. But in the kingdom of men, it's accepted. Scribble something and then they give you the money. Am I talking to anybody here? Yeah, in the kingdom of men. Yeah. In the kingdom of men, if a person dies, they will keep the person in the refrigerator for a long time. And then when they bring the person out, they will conduct a service for the person. And they will write things about that person that even when that person wakes up, he will be shocked the things they are saying about him. In the kingdom of men, that is what is accepted. You know, sometimes I wonder if the dead can wake up or can see what we are doing. The dead will be shocked, the people who attended the funeral. But in the kingdom of men, it is accepted. That is what trends. I'm building up on something, don't worry. But the Bible said there is a kingdom coming. It's totally different. That kingdom is going to be the kingdom of Christ. Jesus said the other day that the kingdom of God does not come by observation, but the kingdom dwells in you. That one was the Christocentric kingdom. The kingdom of Christ, that if you walk into this building, you came with the kingdom of Christ. Revelation chapter 11 verse 15. The Bible taught about, you know, when the angel, the seventh angel sounded his trumpet, the Bible said, with great voices saying, the kingdoms, all the ones that I've said, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdom of our Lord and his Christ. And the Bible said, and he shall reign forever and ever. The kingdom of Christ. This is what I will want to use the opportunity to talk to you about. When we talk about the kingdom of Christ, we are also making reference, you know, to the reign of the born again believer, the person that is that has new life in Christ, the person that have been washed from condemnation to justification and to redemption and to atonement and to regeneration, a person that have been translated from the kingdom of darkness and the domain of darkness into the domain of light, a person that is now a regenerated soul who is born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb, who is translated, his name is documented and written in the Lamb's book of life. The Bible said in Romans and the 5th chapter and the 17th verse, the Bible said they will reign in this life. They will reign in this life. And that kingdom, you know, of Christ will be where you're born again. Penasa kingdom na babe tenu. It wants you. Same thing I am in when I say, Musumu, you're born again. But more time on you. Musumu, you're born again. Now, so we are come for. Musumu, you're born again. We'll be friend in Penafi in a barn of pay. This is why it shocks me. And then a kingdom with two moon and gongon sounds with two. I'm serious. I appear my person catching up on no pain. He said, if this kingdom is resting in somebody and in anybody in this building, I'm telling you, when they come to even church, must have a pattern in the message. Because that's upon I'm telling you, a pattern in the message. We should not go sit in church thinking that we came here because of a husband. You are here to work out your own salvation with fear, with trembling. Won't touch you. But
asori no
aha ye din asori papa mumua the board have finished their work and next week they are going to be on the pulpit talking to you. But they were telling me something. I'm saying, Papa, say, Adia we ya in shisheni ye, na ya nyini ya. Adia we be to me a two be in tip ya manager also. Hey, ya day! And now we ya unkwaji ya unwajuma. Na ya si ya ma ubibi kakra so wasene, enye loan, enye grant, ya de chow, fakwa ya juma. Nenya mfasuo pe bibi tu botom na nzo anya bibi adi eya den ne no to hintidia anenwo mo ma ya no ma ma nyi na na ejiji iska na fa ni kusi wuri wa na ejiji iska wuri wa na ejiji iska wuri wa na ejiji iska wo bibi sorry. Kingdom of Jesus Christ in a two woman with your tunche and then your chum about it in our kumem and on some fo and some fo and some fo and a wood dear. And then the preaching, yeah, me preaching, your Timisuma will be. Sa kotena se ne record no fa phone si ni so na ene ye wu betie nsam o me tell me to know and someone wo betena no odene pia
seriously telling you something when you nsam ye wu betibi ne di pa ba e ye wo mkran kwa je nwa dwuma no nsuti ne nsehuru no udi serious. Yeah, said you will be any abre pre. Ninkwaje hompe hebi ibiako. Mark chapter number 13 and verse number 24. Jesus is a mom pre. And shall we protect the animal? And you probably person will be in your swash. And swan to me. Yeah. Mark 4, Mark 13, verse number 24. Put it on screen. Let's work. Yeah. Mark chapter number, it's Luke chapter number 13, rather verse number 24. Put it there. Luke 13, 24. Yeah. To enter into the straight gate. Opportunity and move them on. Move them on. Nipa bibri wa pointe tre ne so. O kwante tre ne ko se yim. Mum free so. Mum free so free. Na momra kwante atia na so. It will be betene nyame fie nke kenyam sam kire. Enye nsebu. Enan will be to be kotene nyame fie na sofo pe no. Abra sofo ne wogere. Pia ye. Jimmy, some necos when you're me fee, and must say when you're me for the Mukano. I see I've been any pet to me. I'm telling, I was telling the team yesterday, said, you know, said, Unipa, in Yamusha swore, in me, you know, and Titia, that is what happens, you know, and my Amaya grow a good pony. Now, when people start crossing their boundaries, then the serpents begins to bite. For the same about sorry, so drew. Let me share. John, she is we your sister, oh, Balabasta, Nympha. The reason is because what you entertain, money and cassage them one month. Nipa bebre wo ha wo mu ye wo fi de sumfo wo dem ma mene wo kampon asori amafam babru kofi unsa manu wo fam the moment wo di wo ba betena wo front wo di wo bi yire be ko break akodidi na ma start didi. Now wait till we shall wear no, wait till we shall wear no.
I'm serious. Yeah? This is why church will have to give you a tenfold message. Number one, salvation. I think it's 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2, or 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. Whichever, put it there. Let's try and see which one it is. It's not part of my notes. 1 or 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse number 2. Let's do 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter number 6, verse number 2, possibly. Yeah, that is it. He said, I have heard thee in the time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I, you know, succored thee. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, this is the day of salvation. And Kwajia Daniel, who better not sorry them now with Nim Kwajia, such an hour again. Number two, eternal life. Because the Bible says, eternal life. We two of them to own to a faculty or baby or so. You do what to be. For offering it to be. Eternal life. Eternal life. Eternal life. Dangwa. I was sent to be cut down on some chill. I was sent to be cut down on some chill. Number three, discipline, order. We should, in the house of God, we should teach Christian discipline. Christian discipline. Was unwilling to me, Mumu? Christian discipline. Job 36, verse 10. Christian discipline. We should be able to tell people the mind of God in Christian discipline. And this is the last thing I will end with, even though I can't say all, we will reserve the rest for Bible study. Training. Chosimo. Intitia. Intitia. Intitia and dependent in will be police uniform. God, they know my petition. We need to hear. I'm telling! Yeah? Let me tell my president, Your Excellency, good morning. Good morning, Your Excellency. Inipanu ewa gana hano, so wame inya Kristo muntete ya. Memfahu wa nshesha ya. Nina abisifo. I'm telling you, Your Excellency. Your Excellency, your effort with this if one wanna bury us. OMC if one wanna double buffer. Young people, one more bayo, yes sir, yes sir. We be so much at grounds to say your mubeka se bibi aye kama. But Your Excellency, nipe bre. Open okurate. Nipebre, Your Excellency. Your Excellency, open the kure party. I can tell you, Niaman Gui. Microphone in Kanchiro, Babe Kanchiro. I remember one time at Amasaman when His Excellency came, so bulldozers, excavators around the stadium road. The moment he finished the sword cutting, he sat in his car and the car moved. All the bulldozers started their engines and they left. They have not returned. But for His Excellency, he thinks that they are working. So, Your Excellency, open okudatepa, miura, toswama sorry. Enye man kui. Yemen chay woman to be conscious, but men come. I will be a little bolder, Your Excellency, with all due respect. Amen. Morning, Queen.
Ghana, someone, Popuasi police, did a raid of 33 prostitutes. When they arrested the prostitutes, suddenly a group emerged and they called themselves Popuasi Prostitutes Association. They have served a warning to the Ghana Police Service, and the warning is that for the next 1 month, they will not sleep with you. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? Can you believe? This is an indictment on our police service. Popuasi police arrested 33 young girls. And a group has emerged. And they are calling themselves Popuasi Prostitutes Association. Strike. They will shut their pussies for 1 month. Makachiba. Pianiye! Police will say, you man would in the law. Will be our wanted day. Will Christom will never do that. Abraham, you didn't move barracks. Fire for the road, ko adwuma. Be hunu se wukunu na ko adwuma ta. Wo si se. Bravo Dios! Na ya adwuma. Wo ntiti yin kenye ni. Na mo mpra fo amo ha no. Show Dios! Tamo Dios so sha. Na nyira. Tamo show Dios! Shower draws. One buffer washing a barn or pay more shamo draws. And quite a Uranian when Yamura neighbor. Shower draws. Shall entity any penny? There are young ladies, young boys sitting here. Umu penibia. And so my bazaar. And you muffun the groom of humus. Asianum. A bonnet. Jimmy. Obia, we wanted to, you know, me say, Jimmy, kwa yon fa so da. Obia, we wanted to, you know, unsi danya, kutuge ya moniema. Oteso. Cement back in 50 cities. For phone, I'm watching them in 50 cities. Into which one will you choose? Hey, Jari, I will Jari. When I'm 40, I won't need a tongue. So I said, yeah, I did. Piani, I want to tell you, I'm quite young. When you know, you didn't answer. Top. I said, I mean, when I can say, yet, you know, many answers. Come on. So teach me to number my days that I will apply my heart unto wisdom. Yes, we bans will be anka once. And titi ya papa, and we Christo mubi timi ya kacho se. And what's he timi ma ye ni da on ye si si ye hon. E chwa ye uradi ma yu ha yu tosu mi ye no. E bria nwa ye ni nasono. Sabre ni mo. E no hoba. I'm telling you. Itimi ya ma yu ra hu. Ya ma yu ra hu. He se de gana si ke yu nu. Gana si ke yu nu gu. Mu ya mu hon se de ma shada son si mu nere. Shut the deck, you know. Crawford Tables. I was driving back from our crusade from Insawam. I'm a friend, Insawam, but I'm a shop. Containers, tables, so many ideas. But we can build a shopping mall for them. Shopping mall, tables, so shopping mall. We can do some nicely for Abusua Kain, for Kukumpe, for Moose. People with leadership ideas. We have party for their contract. We have party for their. But party for no fine, ni medjuman ho hwe. Ni ria mano. Na wo man yi nyu. Oma ye modin fishia de osun ni esie de osie ni ho. Modasumu. O ye be yin sie sie nyuma bi. It will be 15 days. Ye wie ya ese ba ko bi so ba, eno ye 10 days. Si sin nyansa kwan na modie dum so. Nyansa kwan weye nyansa kwan dum so. Mokase dum so aba. Juma woman de bedimo because of nano de no amudi din grofu bino. Therefore, yen kasi yin si si. If we 15 days, I need a cut 3 days. If we 3 days to 40 days, yet the Nesana Fenacon a wheel. I'm a gun grofu and you. I'm serious talking to you. The assembly banner will be by the tenaha. Training and to tear. As someone making it with your Christ, I can't be up at no more. At a Christ on tetea and tetea and tetea. Yet to tell where we are demo. Now, one power muscle. And here may be on my own yet. Who on tetea wouldn't be Kununata? In Shinanim. A dear memory of a generation, one is a Munshida swap. Munshida ya kete. Dibu nyininja. Asiye wo no na muum kwasiye wo no a na muum kwasiye wo na. I looked at a little video that Nanaya Kunedu of Peace FM put on her page, and I saw it on the news also of a carer who killed a baby. A carer sani pawe the prince for nature in Ankasabro tia sonde. We be banned yet. Chocolate drink a piano. No, na akata ne huna no. Abofran uni obre. Ni mami kwa jumo. Jimmy Bay huna mami metrieska. Opa juma ba. Na camera boho na kera ni nim. Ba abofran ni sunwa pana pampe. I'm talking about a baby. 7-month-old baby. Not drink easy, Abofre, I know. Or you're... And Abofre, I know, come at you. Robin Zubel. Robin Zubel, I'm going to carry you. Zoom line, I'm going to this way, chocolate drink, I'm going to blessing to you, be. And this, I receive double. Assembly American or Bible room. I'm telling you. Waku biba. Entity ya woman inti. Moon ni pasa modono. Eh, brandy, o chemani and nimtan ten won't be our deco. Into Munyanshira. Munyanshira. Mobam payefra no pakusi and numere. And Sumunyanshira. Quachamata for us go. Quachiako. Mobam Pia said, your mabodam, and so in Shirama Moso. Visa Macuma ni a fee. My jena pro. My jenny a fee. Pia ni a fee. Yeah, you could a Bible. Nay, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not. You bet Kenina, Hail Mary, Mother of God, pray for us. We will say it all. Jejin and Coupon Yeni amen answer to him for Sronias as here for me. Yeniminaka. The son Sammy Bonnie Hunamanakas, who we are Yame Radia Sunti, and some Samanijiboni who be Yeniminaka. Yet come where we are. tetia ye ninti adwin fi obi ngos wo ye wo time now we dey bot tongues tina munye njire nti me mama nsamo I close the service. If I flag you, I'm a miracle. If I flag you, I'm a miracle. Or Maya, Skakoko, Fang on from Major, Nipi Nimianza, India, Enchine, and Nobaya, more quiet breed to Bokwai Doctor, and more cool Riasuko by in a movie. Still, Munyi. If you know, I'm into the GDP micro group and I'm just giant kicker. Yes, my micro, why fine? Oh, man, you are a move. Micro fine, you could say, it means that Ghana is the best economy in Africa. Any Africa, yare papa. Ghana is the best economy in Africa. Any Africa, muda kuma. So you can answer your poem. Africa, muda kuma. Uni mua makache nao. I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. Faithfulness in it, baby. From marriages to relationships to businesses to corporate entities, nobody is faithful. What's up for you? Could have been your papa. Ibrahim, your papa. The kind of crash politicians, you know, near maybe a TTF free woman. So, you know, not yet. Can you make God will? God has chosen you for the next, you know, presidency. The Lord, when you're my president, then go on with me, choose. Edie nyame no no nyame ben no no nyame ben na 31st wo dwan nipa ho sa no kaje se nyame zo mfana se mfri nipa so nko. We don't want to hear all that nonsense. The word of the Lord will be a light unto your path and a lamp on your feet. Pioniye nyense hunu. Ezekiel 13, the Bible talked about that. Verse number 3, verse number 5, and verse number 20. Ezekiel chapter 13. I'll close with that. Verse number 5. Let's read from verse 3 first. Ezekiel 13, verse 3. When I make touch them, I said, touch it at the phone, Kwasi, I phone is a wound. I'm in Kazanjiro. Yeah. Do you own home at you? Verse 6. Look at verse 6. Look at what the Bible said. Well, who know who, dear? A tro. Any swadding. Come say, brother, say, I miss it. Hosea chapter 9, verse 7, 8, verse 9, 9, 7. Hosea 9, 7. Asochin na nedru. Hosea 9:7. Ghana, Jimmy for. Na home nipano, aye bottom me. Muntra na munu mohona monse. Atamu anudra, ena mube munu. Nipen to me nino krepo mane yere, osinya mea kazacha, minyini. Mufa mawa kemu, nyamea kazacha, minyini. I don't believe it. Home were two mono or ye Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. It wouldn't draw on grung run to mo. Ubuni pafas which is in grofusikana would be some Holy Spirit on tumo. I'm telling you. The two hands are lifted. And Father, when we pray, honor us in Jesus' name. Put your hand on your chest. Let's sing the national anthem and pray for the country. Yes, sir. Can you stretch your hands and pray for Ghana? The flag is on the altar this morning. And we are asking the kingdom of Christ to sit on this nation. Open your mouth and let's pray for Ghana. Come on in the name of Jesus. Father, forgive the bloodshed that have stained all our flag. Forgive innocent people that we incarcerated who had nothing to do with prison. Forgive people who were right and we condemned them as wrong. Forgive Ghana when we fail to do right to all manner of persons. Forgive our leaders for the wickedness that are done behind the sheets. Forgive marriage beds that have been defiled. Forgive people in authority and offices of trust who have disdained those offices. Forgive cruelty, injustice. Forgive wickedness that have been purported in this country. Forgive the death of the judges, the generals, and forgive the death of journalists and people who were minding their own businesses. Forgive all the ritual bloodshed that we find on our streets. Forgive wickedness in church. Forgive the pollution of the altar. Forgive the degradation of the pulpit. Forgive, forgive the misrepresentation of Christ. Forgive that. That Ghana can rise and become like other nations. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. This morning, Papa, I am asking your mercy. Your mercy. We have a form of godliness, but we deny the power thereof. We behave like Christians. We talk like Christians. We sing like Christians. We are like Christians. And yet, we are infidels. Forgive.
I pray for your mercy. And I'm asking that this way you will lay a way of peace and a way of blessing ahead of us.
To the sinner and to the backslider, if they pray this prayer, please receive them back to the family of God. The right hand is on your chest. Say, dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in your precious blood. This morning, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. And Father, I pray for everybody who listened and watched us this morning and going to watch and listen later. I pray in the name of Jesus that your goodness will touch your people. A regeneration begins now. Let the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, and the kingdom of Christ wrap us in a swaddling shawl. And I pray in the name of Jesus, our yes will be yes and no will be no. And we will become a new creation in Christ Jesus. Thank you that we will bring forth fruits of repentance. I pray for healing for everybody that is sick, especially to them that are in the hospitals and homes. I pray for the prisoner in Insawem, Anchor for James Ford, Usher Ford, Kumasi Central, and the rest. I ask in the name of Jesus that you will grant them hope, hope in Christ, for Christ in us, the hope of glory. I'm asking in the name of Jesus this morning for my excellency, the president of Ghana. I pray that your hand will be upon him and grant him the grace to steer and navigate the course of this nation. I pray for the team in government. I pray for Ghana. I pray, oh God, wake us up from our slumber. In the name of Jesus. Everybody in this building will walk in Inshiramu, Inshiramu, Inshirankwa. I declare it in Jesus' name. And may the Lord grant you favor and cause all your ways to be blessed. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Clap these hands, clap these hands, clap these hands.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.